Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to welcome everybody today. We've got a few visitors with us. We're very glad that you came to worship our Lord together today and that we can do that together. Last week, we started a series, what Jesus had said in Mark 10, from the beginning, God created them male and female. And not necessarily a sermon refuting what many people believe today, but we looked last week at the responsibilities of men. And today we're going to look at women. Just to sum up real quick, There are different duties. There are different responsibilities that men and women have. Different, but no less impactful in the kingdom. Even though many of the scriptures last week were talking about husbands and or fathers, many of the scriptures today will be referring to wives and mothers. These apply to, in general, male and female. That there are certain roles that we have. Because they're different, it doesn't mean that one or the other is inferior, but that it works together. Let us go ahead and get into our lesson. We're going to be looking at women today. The Apostle Peter spoke about this. We know that the Apostle Peter was a husband, had a wife. Jesus healed his mother's, or his wife's mother, and so forth. And Peter understood. Not only was he speaking through the inspired word of God, but he understood being a husband, what it took. And he says, husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. Couple of things in this verse. The fact that it is conditional that our prayers may not be hindered to God, men, by the way we treat our wives, by the way we treat women. And it says, giving honor. So many different cultures in the world will treat women literally as second-class citizens, without rights, not allowed to have an education, not allowed to drive, not allowed, but basically it is a boss and servant attitude. The Apostle Peter goes right the opposite. You give honor. You dwell with them with understanding. And give honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel. Now, I have seen people misuse this verse as, because they want to have authority over the woman and I'm the boss. Absolutely not. The weaker vessel doesn't necessarily mean weak. It means special, worthy of honor, delicate, more valuable. Anything but weak. I tell you, I had it easy just getting up and going off to work every day. the moms, and it not irritates me, but it hurts me when I hear someone, and what do you do? Oh, I'm just a stay-at-home mom. Just a stay-at-home mom? You're juggling chainsaws. You're part nurse, you're prize fighter referee between the kids, you're a short order cook, you're a nurse and doctor, like the picture shows, super mom. And the weaker vessel, you're anything but weak. You are strong and able to do so many things. Women have tremendous power and responsibility that both men and women need to understand. Women have a lot of power. Women have responsibility. Most of the time, they are the keeper of the home. While the men are out earning a living, and in this day and age, it is not uncommon for a woman to have to work also due to economics. Works a full day and then comes home and still is usually the keeper of the home. Amen. They're the backbone of that home, backbone of the family. Women, you have the power to make your husbands better people. Amen. Women can make or break sometimes the husband. Without a proper woman in the house, that can keep a man possibly from becoming an elder. Or you can make that man rise and become better. And like we said last week with men, don't complain to others about your spouse. Make them better. By bettering yourself, oftentimes, not always, but by bettering yourself, you oftentimes better the people around you. Amen. They rise to the occasion because of you. And you help. Raising children is a full-time job that I don't know why they didn't incorporate more than just two people in this effort, because it's tough.
Amen.
Man, when I had our son Bobby, I had hair. And I don't know if there's a connection there, but I don't know if I've pulled it all out, because it's tough. And thank goodness the women, the wives, the moms have been there to be that backbone in the home. Guys, I'm not saying that I totally understand it, but women sometimes speak a little bit different language. We were talking about different roles and that God made them both, but they made them different. And I'm not just talking about physical differences. You know, that's just kind of an obvious, just a glance. You can tell men and women are a little bit different. But men, they sometimes speak a little bit different language. I'm not saying to have mastered that yet. But after, what is it, this next month's going to be 36 years. You just had 36. There's a couple of people in here that have had a lot more than 36. I have learned, and this is just a little advice for you young married couples that haven't been married. We got a number of young married people that it might help you. When a woman says everything's fine, it's anything but fine.
Amen.
Honey, everything okay? Fine. No, it's not fine. Give it some time. You'll hear how you messed up a little later. A little later may be 3 hours from now, or it may be 17 years from now. They have a tremendous memory. Men tend to talk, when they speak logical, practical. Women, a lot of times, are very emotional. I'm not saying expressing emotion, but they usually speak from an emotional point of view. When they say, fine, it's anything but. I'm almost ready. I don't want to call them liars, but it's a lie. They're not. They're not almost ready. It might be 3 more minutes, or it could be an hour or more. I'm going to run in this store real quick. It'll just take a second. Guys, rather than fight it, get you a magazine, find a comfortable seat, and just let it happen. Choose your battles. You don't want to take out your sword and draw that line and pick that hill to die on. That's not the one to choose. Whatever. Saying to the man, do whatever you want, but I'm still right. Are you really going to wear that? Getting ready to go out someplace, and when the woman says, are you really going to wear that? It means you look absolutely ridiculous, and I'm not going until you change. They don't come out and say it. That's what they mean. I'm not mad. Keep distance, men, because in the words of the great American actor Elmer Fudd, be afraid, be very, very afraid. You're on your own, men. How does this look, honey? You're on your own on that one. There's nothing I can do to help you. I find it interesting when a child is involved and the child has done something and dad comes home, the husband comes home, all of a sudden that child that they bore out of their body, do you know what your child did? But then when you overreact sometimes, if dads are guilty sometimes overreacting in punishing or raising their voice, don't talk to like that to my baby. They speak a different language. Genesis 2:18, which Terrence read to us earlier, it says, and the Lord God said, not man, not an opinion, the Lord God. The Lord God who the chapter before spoke the world into creation. The Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper, comparable to him. Not I'm going to make you somebody that you can boss around. I'm going to make you somebody that you know, you're Lord over the animals, but not over the woman. She's a helper to you, side by side in this thing called life. Comparable to you.
Amen.
In Mark 15... it reads, were also women looking on from afar, among whom were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James the Less, and of Joseph, and Salome, who also followed him and ministered to him when he was in Galilee, and many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem. When Jesus was on the cross and many of the disciples out of fear fled, who were a lot of the ones that stuck by him? The women. The women who had been following and ministering to the Lord. Jesus, with the things that he was doing for people, they were helping him. Amen. And women were playing a very pivotal role in the ministry of Jesus. In Acts 16, we see two great conversions. The Philippian jailer, when Paul and Silas were in prison, but also Lydia. And we see that Paul had spoke the word of the Lord to Lydia and her household, and that she was baptized. And then after Paul went to prison, when he got out, first place he goes is to Lydia's household. He goes to Lydia's home and is welcomed there. And she was a minister. She ministered to Paul, helped his work out. In Ephesians 5, we read some of the responsibilities of husbands last week in Ephesians. And then in starting in verse 22, we see Paul's address to women, to wives. It says, "Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord." A lot of times people in general, men, women, you name it, have trouble with the word submit. They don't like that idea of submission. We all have to submit to the Lord. We all do. When we become a Christian, that's one of the things that we are doing. We are submitting our lives. Our life, we're turning our back on. We're turning to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church. Not the boss, responsible. Christ gave his life for the church. Gave his life. He lived his life for the church and then gave his life for the church. That's how the husband should view the wife, not as the boss. For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Submission is not a bad word. You have to submit to be a Christian, a male or a female. And the key phrase there, as to the Lord. When we're giving our lives like that, we remember we're doing it for the sake of the Lord. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, Paul is writing to Timothy, and he's remembering just how faithful his mom and grandmother were and the influence they must have had on him. Paul had a role in Timothy in mentoring him, but that role of him maturing came long before he ever met Paul, through mom and grandma. And it says, "When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also." The influence that they had to... You think of the accomplishments for the kingdom that Timothy had. The young man that would be mentored by Paul. And then you think of the influence mom and grandmother had on his upbringing. On his early training. To be able to go and serve with Paul. It's amazing. I'd like to close out this study. One of my favorite passages is found in Proverbs, the 31st chapter, and going from verse 10 to 31. And it starts out and says, "Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. Amen. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life." Amen. "And like we said, she has the power to do either. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it. From her profits, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good, and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hand holds the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates. When he sits among the elders of the land, she makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. Amen. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Amen. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let not her own works praise her. And let her own works praise her in the gates. What a wonderful passage that women in general should strive to be a reflection of this woman in Proverbs. Women, as we have seen through the scriptures and in the Bible, have had different roles, but no less have worked with men hand in hand in the kingdom. They are the backbone of the home. And they exert tremendous influence. There's no doubt men and women are different. And thank goodness, because they work together and blend together to complete and to form a complete partnership. Last week we looked at the role of men. God created them male and female. Today we looked at the role of women. Next week we're going to be looking at children. And just a little hint, not only by age, but at when do you cease being your parents' child? You don't. So we're going to be looking at that next week. If you need to respond to the invitation, first of all, if I'd have planned this out a little bit better, I'd have done it. I'd have started the series 1 week later to where this would have been on Mother's Day. But a woman would have figured that one out. But the dumb guys. Anyway, if you need to respond to the invitation through baptism, if you would like to set up a further study, if you need to repent of sins, don't wait any longer to be baptized. Don't wait any longer to repent of sin in your life. If you need prayers of the congregation, this congregation has prayed for most of us in here at one time or another. And we have received great strength and comfort from each other through prayer. If we can be of any service to any of you here, please come forward while Josh leads us in the invitation. Let's stand and sing.